some questions now as to how the coronavirus was able to circulate in Washington State for weeks, possibly a couple of months, before people realized what had occurred. And by the time they realized what had occurred, the virus had gotten into a senior care facility. Many of those residents have since died because of the virus, because those that are weakened with immune system issues and other challenges medically are susceptible to death with this coronavirus. My next guest, Dr. Roger Klein, is an expert with the Regulatory Transparency Project's FDA and Health Working Group. And he says that, you know, overregulation plays a role here and really has hindered our response to coronavirus, at least it did initially. Dr. Klein, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me on.
Always good to have you here. Your insight is appreciated here today. What do you mean overregulation? I mean, how is it that it was circulating? Because if it was circulating around in Washington State for 6 weeks or 8 weeks or however long, that means it went everywhere in the country because planes, trains, and automobiles travel, so do people. If it was there, then it's everywhere, right or wrong?
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. They had a specific outbreak there. So there's been more transmission. A lot of what we're seeing in Washington State and most of the deaths, 24 out of the 31 are in Washington State, were associated with an outbreak in a nursing home. So it got into a nursing home with elderly sick people.
Right. So how does regulation play a role in this? I mean, while the rest of the world was testing, our testing was slow to roll out. And I don't think that's political at all. People want to turn it into a political football. I don't think it would have mattered who was in the White House that the testing kits didn't roll out faster. All of the kits had to be shipped back to the CDC in Atlanta. Why?
Well, I want to be clear. First of all, regulation has been extremely important and caused a real problem here. University of Washington had a test up and ready, and they could have started testing people weeks ago. They would have picked it up undoubtedly, and maybe they could have forestalled this spread or prevented a number of these deaths, maybe all of them. I don't know. I know that what happened was FDA took control of this. Laboratories are typically not regulated by FDA. They're generally not regulated by FDA testing, but FDA took control of the testing, put CDC in charge. CDC is a government agency, an excellent public health agency, not a device manufacturer, not a test kit manufacturer, not even a clinical laboratory in the sense of managing patients. And so by putting CDC in charge and not letting hospital laboratories like University of Washington test, that we really hurt ourselves. It's still, to an extent, it's still going on. FDA really is demanding of hospitals that they apply for emergency use authorizations, where we have test kits, commercially manufactured test kits from United States companies that are being sold in Europe that can't be sold here. And so, yes, it's over-regulation, and I don't even think it's a question.
So we've regulated ourselves to the point that through all of these laws, we're preventing ourselves from being able to do simple testing to make sure that people are safe health-wise. All of these regulations are put in, and we are told they're there for your safety and your protection and mine. And yet what we learn here is that that's just not working that way. In this case, it's certainly not.
I'm sorry. No, so these laboratories, the hospital laboratories, which are the key to solving this problem, by the way. We need local testing, fast testing. Hospitals do the testing. They do it for the community to get the results back right away. People can act on it. They know who's got the virus, who doesn't, and they can respond accordingly and manage resources accordingly.
Let me ask you this. No, this is important.
I'm sorry,
this is really important. How is it that South Korea has been able to test 200,000 people? And we've tested like 2,000 people. What does South Korea have a test that they can create and we can't? It doesn't make sense to me.
I can't speak to South Korea's system, but I can tell you that socialized testing doesn't work. And so if you want to look forward to for government health care, you can kind of see how socialized testing is working, where the CDC, a public health agency, was put in charge of testing by FDA, who prevented everybody else from testing. So government created monopoly in a business that it didn't really belong engaging. But I want to be clear about something. There is a political element, and this is an Obama-era policy. This is President Trump was on television, and he said under Obama they did something very bad. Well, he's right, and this was done it wasn't a political decision. This is done by career people, the people at FDA who are always trying to expand their scope of control or activity. And during the H1N1 swine flu epidemic, hospital laboratories like University of Michigan, for example, set up tests right away. We were testing people, thousands of people, within weeks. We understood who had the disease, and importantly, we understood how severe it was, and it turned out not to be that severe. I mean, it's just like regular flu. It's severe, but just like flu. And what happened here, during the Zika epidemic, FDA started sending warning letters to laboratories like Methodist Hospital in Texas, for example, that set up laboratory tests, and this was in 2016. So we fast forward to 2009 to 2016, March of 2016, and this policy was in place. Not written anywhere, as far as I know. It's not a regulation or a rule.
But it still created that situation, right?
But FDA took control of it.
Right. The FDA took control, slowed down the system because tests had to be mailed there. The results had to be figured out there, and then people were notified, and that slowed it down by days, if not weeks. Doctor, I have to leave it there. It's a great conversation, and we will continue because coronavirus will continue as well, as you know. Dr. Roger Klein, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Steve.
He is with the Regulatory Transparency Project's FDA and Health Working Group. Good information there for you. So the regulations, we have to work it through this one government agency. And if the people have their hands tied, this is the result. Quick break. You have to hear what AOC had to say about all of it after this.